before the game, you're trying to have that debate, should you go with it the first half or the second half, and that was a really tough wind. You know, it probably was a, you know, an 8 or 9 point wind whenever you looked at it in reflection now, and going in at 6 points was probably a good place to be, and we let the boys know that at half time. Probably the most frustrating thing was that we only managed to score a point ourselves. We thought that could come back to haunt us maybe in the second half, but the way it turned out, Donegal only got to score a point in the second half too, so maybe then now the game's done and dusted, you look back and think, you know, it really was a tough wind.
Second half, the work rate was just incredible. I mean, you must be very proud of the players, the amount of effort that they put in there. You know, they just gave it everything.
Oh, you know, there's some sore bodies in there, and you know, they really buy into everything that we're doing, and everything that we're doing, it's just all out effort and desire, and there's no secrets to it. It's just empty yourself as much as you can, and give when your job's done, we'll have a bench to come in. And you know, last week against Derry was the same template. You know, the game goes down to the wire, and everybody that comes in does their job, but it's just all out effort, and that's just the baseline that we're going after, and thankfully the lads is buying into that and we're getting it back.
And you're missing a few key players. I mean, Jimmy Concannon has been brilliant this year, Rory has played very little, Rory McCullough, and these boys are still, you know, they're the next man up off the bench to come into the team, and they just fit in.
Oh, absolutely. And look, they're two big leaders even in the change room, you know, this week, you know, in video work and whatnot. You know, they're buying into everything that we're doing, and you know, we'll get luck now at the bodies over the next couple of days, and hopefully they're in a place for next week. But as you say, you know, the reason we carry a panel is so that everybody can be part of it. If we just went after 15 men, you know, you'd be found out. And the modern game, you know, it's 20 players minimum. And then after that, you know, you're looking at your squad, and you know, our squad has changed every game we've went out. And you know, we're having deep conversations on team buses and whatnot, thinking, you know, if that happens, who are we going to call upon? And there's a role in everybody in the change room, and different days that was kind of exemplified last week whenever Dara Devlin came in and done a really, really good job, set up our winning score in Derry. And then tonight, Liam Lawn comes in, Dara Devlin come in and do a really good job and help us get over the line there.
Well, you have a few experienced guys in the team there, but you know, as each game goes on, you can see that the other fellas are coming in, they're all developing and getting that wee bit of confidence and a wee bit of game know-how and improving their level of performance every time.
Look, there's experience throughout the whole group, you know, between schools football and club football. You know, you have championship winners out there. You know, you have lads, you know, playing at different levels of club football in Tyrone who are all, you know, winners. And in fact, when the whole thing comes together, you know, it blends nicely. The lads, they really look up, you know, to your Conor Devins and your Conor O'Neills who have been here for a few years. But equally, you know, Peter Colton's in his first year. You know, your Paddy Goodmans, your James Mulgrews, Adon Quinns, these lads are all earned winners of their own age group. And they have as much to add to the whole concoction as the older boys. So it's a nice blend. So we're happy with that.
And Monaghan in the final, they give Armagh a fairly thorough beating there tonight at the Athletic Grounds.
Yeah, Monaghan are a really good team. And, you know, the other groups kind of talked about Derry and Donegal, who are obviously very, very good teams. And we've done a lot of analysis on Derry and Donegal. And every one of us come back saying Monaghan are as equally as good. Monaghan beat us at minor level with this age group. So them boys have nearly nightmares over Monaghan in there. So we know all about them. They got to the All-Ireland minor final at this age group. And, you know, I know teams change from year to year, but the only thing you can go on is 3 years ago with minor level. Yeah. And the two best teams was Derry and Monaghan. So, you know, we were fully aware of that. Armagh, you know, beat us deservedly in the group stage, and they have made light work of Armagh. So it's going to be tough. I know I'd be very great with McCart McKenna, who's working down in Monaghan. He used to be in Tyrone, and you know, he said a long time ago that, you know, this Monaghan team, you know, they're really good, and it was really important to have a good management team in around them, because they knew the quality that they had. And look, they're in the final now, and it's going to be a tough battle.